Hi, and welcome to another episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Jeroen Ter Geert, and today I'm joined by my colleague, Mine. Hi, Mine.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what do you do at Microsoft?
Yeah, I'm a program manager in Azure data team.
Okay.
And I'm focusing on SQL Server on Azure Virtual Machines.
Cool. And what are we going to talk about today?
We will talk about, first of all, how to position SQL Virtual Machines for lift and shift migrations, and also the new features and benefits of SQL VM Resource Provider.
Oh, exciting. Cool. So tell us all about it.
Okay. SQL Virtual Machines is part of Azure SQL together with managed instance and single databases.
Yes.
Managed instances and databases are part of the managed platform where the high availability disaster recovery backup configuration comes pre-configured for the instance or for the resource when a customer creates provisions a resource from a portal or APIs. So also it enables the intelligent security and performance features that are specific to cloud.
Okay.
But SQL Virtual Machines comes into picture where customers needs to balance the control and manageability level.
Okay.
For example, they can choose which version and edition of SQL Server they want to run, and they can choose to control the update and patching policies and cycles. But at the same time, they can use Azure Backup Services or our new HADR configuration services to automate the manageability and administration of SQL Server.
Okay.
So SQL Virtual Machines offers control and access on all levels, on SQL Server configuration level, operating system, VM, and also the underlying architecture. Like for on legacy on-premises systems, customers might be running a failover cluster instance for high availability with a shared storage.
Right.
And they may need to use it on Azure because, for example, they may need to keep the simple recovery model. So this is possible in SQL VM environment because they get access to the storage. They can configure storage in according to their preference.
Right. They control everything, right?
Exactly. The whole architecture, including the whole infrastructure, VM size, operating system, either Linux or Windows, SQL Server version and edition, so we support 2005 and above, and also networking and the architecture of SQL Server for HADR and how it is connected with the rest of the business tier and web tier and rest of the architectural platform.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we recommend SQL Virtual Machines if customers need to access all of the underlying levels and they want to control the manageability they desire.
Right, because if you choose anything else, the managed instance or the database as a service, the single database, you lose a bit of that control, right? So there's less flexibility.
Yeah, so you get the full managed platform and there is a lot of benefits. So it maximizes your return investment, but you need to lose control on at some levels.
Yes.
Because it's managed by Microsoft. Yeah, okay. If you want to keep that control, then we have an offer. So you can get the same level of performance and availability by keeping the control.
Okay.
With virtual machines offer.
Okay, so it's a trade-off to be made, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So with this context, we made a lot of investments for SQL Virtual Machines and we created a new management service and we are calling it as SQL Virtual Machine Resource Provider. This is a bit of a technical term. It's actually referring to a new control plane application available on Azure Data platforms. So it's a Microsoft.SQL Virtual Machines namespace.
Okay.
And we are modeling SQL instances running specifically on Azure Virtual Machines. With this new namespace and new service services.
Okay.
So we are modeling the standalone SQL Virtual Machine and also a SQL Virtual Machine group that will participate in a high availability configuration. And also we are modeling always on availability groups.
So why did we introduce this? I
mean, exactly.
Wasn't life
very
good
questions.
Already?
Yeah. Life was good for some SQL VM customers and was not perfect for some of them.
Okay.
Because there is multiple ways to deploy a virtual machine on Azure running SQL. So they can choose to use Microsoft SQL installation and use an SQL Marketplace image to deploy the virtual machine.
Right.
So if they are doing this, Then they get all the benefits and they get manageability and integration with Azure Data Platform. But if they are choosing either bringing their own VHD or mm-hmm. using an operating system only image from Azure Marketplace and self-installing SQL Server,
right.
Then they are not getting anything about SQL Server manageability or administration.
And that is in the case that you take like a Windows or Linux mm-hmm. image from the marketplace or upload
exactly.
your own VHD and then install Linux, SQL.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So in this case, customers will get services offered by compute teams. So they will get virtual machine services,
right.
very generic services, and they will not get anything about SQL
mm-hmm.
because we don't know which VMs are running SQL. It's their, the VM is in their subscription. We don't have any access and
right.
we cannot offer any SQL services. So with SQL Virtual Machine Resource Provider, though,
mm-hmm.
now they can register to the resource provider
okay.
by linking their existing VM resource to a new SQL Virtual Machine Resource, and then they get integrated into Azure Data Platform.
Uh-huh.
And this unlocks all the manageability available for SQL Virtual Machines on Azure. So this, the comprehensive feature set is the benefit for customers because now they can automate backup, they can automate patching of SQL Server, and they can automate high availability and disaster recovery configurations and simplify it. And they can view their SQL Virtual Machines in a centralized and unified dashboard together
okay.
with Azure databases and managed instance and Elastic.
So then it doesn't really matter if I chose the VM in the end, right? I mean, all the
yes,
managed services
becomes,
as well, all of them are then one in one
exactly.
pane.
Exactly. So you become
cool.
part of Azure SQL family, and virtual machines is just the deployment type
right, exactly.
of your workload, and you can change it anytime. So,
cool.
yeah.
Okay.
So this is a huge benefit.
Yeah.
Instead of simply having an infrastructure for your SQL workload and not differentiating SQL from any other type of virtual machine workload. So this is a huge benefit for our customers. And there is no additional charge with registering with SQL VM.
Okay.
So simple license conversions is another thing.
Okay.
It's a huge simplification with SQL VM Resource Provider because the license of SQL Server is hard-coded in the image
mm-hmm.
if they are using a SQL image from Azure Marketplace. It is either a pay-as-you-go SQL VM or a bring-your-own license SQL VM, and changing it is not possible.
Okay.
Was not. During the lifecycle of VM. Yeah. So they need to recreate the VM.
Okay.
But now with SQL VM Resource Provider, a license type is a property of a resource, and we can dynamically change it.
Okay. So now it's possible to switch from
exactly.
Okay. From
so
one to the other.
That's it. This is enabling huge cost savings for customers,
okay.
either to convert from bring your own license to pay as you go, because
mm-hmm.
if they don't need the VM running 24/7 all the time, then they can switch to pay as you go licensing and only pay for the seconds they need the VM up and running.
Right, exactly.
On the other hand, if they already have rich licenses of SQL Server and active software assurance for many reasons,
mm-hmm.
they can convert a pay-as-you-go VM to use the existing licenses and then reduce Azure bill. So it has benefits to multiple scenarios. And
you can only get that when you register with this new
exactly.
RP, with the new resource
yes,
provider.
Yes, because
okay.
we
otherwise
have to,
we don't know what's happening
yeah.
inside the VM.
Exactly.
Okay. So what do I need to do as a customer? Is this,
yeah,
what do I
so
follow?
I will talk about that and
okay.
I will demo that. But I
okay.
want to first emphasize the compliance problem we are solving with SQL VM Resource Provider
okay.
as well.
Sure.
So as I said, there are two types of licensing methods available. So either the customer is paying SQL Server license as part of monthly Azure bill.
Mm-hmm.
This is pay-as-you-go model. Or they are using Azure Hybrid Benefit, which is saying customers already have enough cores of SQL Server licenses protected by software assurance. And software assurance gives them the license mobility rights, so they
okay.
can use them on to install SQL Server on Azure Virtual Machines.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Microsoft product terms, customers using Azure Hybrid Benefit need to indicate that usage to Microsoft. This is for license compliance. We need to be able to track Azure Hybrid Benefit usage.
Okay.
And for Azure SQL Database Managed Instance Elastic Pools, this is available by clicking a checkbox on the portal and saying I'm activating Ahab.
Right.
And if they are using SQL Marketplace images, again, on Azure portal, they can click the similar checkbox and activate Azure Hybrid Benefit. So they're indicating Microsoft. But if they are bringing their custom VHD, or if they are self-installing SQL on simply Windows only or Linux only SQL Azure Virtual Machine,
mm-hmm.
then they're not indicating that usage. So we don't know they are using Ahab.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a compliance issue. And now with the SQL VM resource provider, they can register and set the license type either as Ahab or they can convert it to pay-as-you-go and indicate Microsoft that usage. So that's...
Cool.
Going forward in 2019, after July 1st, we recommend all customers, if self-installing SQL Server on Azure Virtual Machine, do this and register with SQL VM Resource Provider and assure license compliance and unlock all the comprehensive feature set for SQL VM.
So if I deploy after 1st of July, we need to... As a customer, I'm advised to do this. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
For license compliance, we advise to do that.
Okay.
And how do you do that? Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Exactly. Because this is a new resource provider, for all new resource provider, each
mm-hmm.
subscription needs to register with the resource provider.
Okay.
It's a one-time operation and needed on the subscription level. And they can do it through Azure CLI with the command seen on the screen below, above,
mm-hmm.
or they can do it through a portal.
Okay.
Once the subscription is registered, then they need to run an Azure CLI or PowerShell command for each VM running a SQL instance.
Mm-hmm.
And that command is very simple. So they will be simply saying, create a SQL Virtual Machine resource for my existing VM by passing the name, resource group, and location of the VM, and setting the license type. License type is the must-have property here.
Right.
They need to tell us what type of license they are using. Yeah,
that's
either
pay-as-you-go
or Ahab.
Okay.
Yeah. So here the Ahab is a consent they are giving us that they have enough licenses and active software assurance so that they are eligible to use the on Azure. So this is very important for compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And once they run the command, to get the manageability available through SQL VM Resource Provider, we need to have an agent on the VM to deliver the features on the virtual machine level.
Mm-hmm.
This is called SQL ES extension. It has been on the market, long time.
Okay.
So if the VM already had that agent running on the VM, then once they run this command, they will be registered in full manageability mode,
mm-hmm.
and they will get access to all the features.
Cool.
But if the agent doesn't exist on the VM, then we will register them in the lightweight mode.
Okay.
So what will happen is SQL VM RPA will push a console application on the VM and verify SQL instance existence and then shut down itself. So it will not actually do anything other than verifying SQL instance existence together with version and edition of the SQL instance. So this will register them and it will not restart SQL Server or virtual machine. So it will not leave any footprint on the VM. So
just
it's
a
very
quick
verification.
Okay.
There's no availability impact. So there's no impact.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will enable limited functionality.
Okay.
So all the flexible licensing and edition updates and compliance will be assured once they're registered. And it will integrate that resource into Azure SQL family. I will demo soon. After that, they will be able to see those resources in SQL Virtual Machines, VOs on portal and APIs, instead of simply being a virtual machine.
Okay.
To unlock all the other benefits,
mm-hmm.
they need to upgrade it from lightweight manageability mode to full mode, and they can do it through portal or other APIs as well. So when they upgrade the mode, we will download the agents on the VM.
Right.
And then this is a SQL restart operation. So SQL Server will be restarted first. They can anytime take that restart in the maintenance window and install the agent first. Then this will automatically unlock the manageability, or they can upgrade the mod through portal, and then we will do it on behalf of them by restarting.
Okay.
So this will assure the full manageability.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point I can show how to do it.
And yes.
What I'm really talking about. So this is my Azure portal, and I have virtual machines services here.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to my virtual machines, First of all, there is no way to filter which virtual machines are running SQL Server, which virtual machines are not running SQL Server.
Right, so, because it's only a VM, we don't know, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So nobody knows, only customers know.
Yes.
If they tag it, they give the specific name, then there may be a way. But from the services delivered by Microsoft perspective, this is only giving them virtual machine generic services.
Mm-hmm.
So here I have a VM named as self-installed. So I deployed this from a Windows Server 2016 data center image.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has SQL Server on it. I installed it from my own media.
Okay.
It has Enterprise SQL Server on it, but I cannot see it from the portal. So mm-hmm. on the overview, I don't see anything about SQL. And here on the settings, I get configuration. This is just basic. There's nothing about SQL Server.
Right.
But actually, it has SQL Server. So for this type of situation, what I need to do is open the PowerShell and register this VM with the SQL Virtual Machine Resource Provider.
Okay.
And it is a one-line command. So mm-hmm. it's simply az SQL VM create. And I need to give the name of the existing VM
mm-hmm.
and the resource group of the existing VM. And I want to use my licenses because I have software assurance. So I set the license type as AHAL.
Right.
And this is a couple minutes operation. It will create a new resource for them of type SQL Virtual Machine. And then they will see all the properties of those resources. And the SQL license type is a property in addition to others. So now what happens is they can go to all services and search for SQL. And now we have SQL Virtual Machines service available on the portal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This view will list only the VMs running SQL Server. All virtual machines created from SQL Marketplace images will be automatically registered.
Okay.
And then they will see all of them here in this view.
Cool.
And all the virtual machines they register manually with the command lines, they will be also registered. So here they will see only the SQL VMs, and then they can filter and monitor the version, edition, and license of SQL VM. So cool. This is the basic monitoring and filtering for specific to SQL Virtual Machines, and that's not the only benefit. So once they select a resource now,
mm-hmm.
oops, like the one I registered was the custom SQL,
right?
And I registered in the default mode, and default mode is the lightweight mode.
Okay.
So I didn't get any agent on the VM.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I click overview of this resource, now I can see it's a SQL Server.
Yep.
2017, it's Enterprise SQL Server, and this is my VM size. I can go back to the virtual machine review anytime by clicking on this link.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my license type, so it's running AHAL.
So we get all of this by just registering and then running this one-time, you know, kind of investigation on the machine. Cool. All right, that's useful.
And you can automate it, like if you have 1,000 virtual machines,
uh-huh.
it's totally scriptable API. So
yeah, I was just thinking, if you have like 10,000, what do you do?
But yeah.
You can,
so you can use a scripting method.
It's a PowerShell or CLI.
Exactly.
And, okay.
Both of them supported.
Cool.
So lightweight mode is mentioned here. It only enables edition and license updates because it's a lightweight mode. So by coming here and switching the property of SQL license from AHAL to pay-as-you-go
mm-hmm.
and clicking on the checkbox, now they can update the license type. So think about recreating the VM and provisioning all the storage and all the architecture.
Right.
This is now a property update, so there is no impact.
Exactly, because that would be a hassle.
It was
that,
a huge overkill. Yeah. Now, actually, we are not touching the SQL VM at all. It's just a property of a metadata resource, and we are updating the billing accordingly.
Okay.
Either removing the bill because they already have licenses and they give us consent now, or setting the bill per hour per second usage in as part of the Azure bill.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another thing to highlight here, the edition change. Billing type of SQL Virtual Machine was hard-coded in the image.
Okay.
It included the edition information as well. So if a customer provisioned SQL VM from an Enterprise 2017 image and they want to downgrade it to standard, they need to redeploy it because the meter the VM is emitting per second was specific to Enterprise licensing, and to change it, because it's part of the image, we had to redeploy.
Right, so that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and this was also very, very not good experience. No. And now it's changing. So they can simply change the edition and come here and update the property. We will update the billing accordingly.
Okay.
Cool. For that resource, yeah, that's a huge
great
life improvement for SQL VM licensing. Yeah.
Amazing.
And when they are ready to restart SQL Server and download the image, they can come here and agree to download SQL ES extension and restart SQL Server. This will start a template deployment to update the mode of manageability mode of SQL VM resource. It will turn it to full. It will download right. the agent.
And then I get the agent on the machine and all the benefits that I exactly. get with the full version instead of yeah. the lightweight version. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's that easy. It's just a link at the top and that's it.
Exactly.
Wow, that's cool.
It's going to take a couple of minutes sure. only. Because it's an asynchronous operation, it mm-hmm. will start an ARM template deployment. So here is an VM example. What happens when they upgrade to full mode?
Okay.
So now in the configuration, they get storage configuration. They can tell us what IOPS throughput and size requirement for SQL Server. And we will auto-configure a storage pool for SQL Server data, TempDB, and log files.
Wow.
And they can come and extend and add new drives here. So for security, we are doing basic connectivity configuration and also integrating with Azure Key Vault on behalf of them.
Sure.
They can configure automated patching. So for end of support SQL Server version, SQL mm-hmm. Server 2008 and 2008 R2, all of those deployments are by default configured to auto patch for extended security updates
okay.
in a prefix maintenance window, and they can always change it. So it's by default it's Sunday's local time 2 a.m. and they can always change it, but all the SQL VMs are configured to automatically enabled for security patching on Azure Virtual Machine. So
okay.
this is a huge benefit
because yes.
in on premises to get security updates, they need to pay a huge cost.
Yeah,
they need to handle the automation by themselves. So
yes.
simply being an Azure Virtual Machine makes it available for free extended security updates.
Right.
And also it's available for pay-as-you-go licensing. So it's actually an SA benefit, but Azure Virtual Machine overrides the SA benefit. So it's available for all Azure Virtual Machines, independent of the license type.
That's
and
cool.
all of them, auto-configured for security patches.
Wow.
Yeah. So for backups also, they can enable automated backup service.
Mm-hmm.
We are configuring SQL Server Managed Backup Service. It's a comprehensive, pretty good feature. So it supports encryption system databases.
So if I now want to make a backup of a database or want to configure that, I don't have to go into the VM and do that all manually. I can just do it here.
Exactly.
Wow.
You can configure it here and manage it here. And if you need more than 30 days retention period,
mm-hmm.
you can go to Azure Backup Center and configure enterprise-grade backup service for
sure.
the SQL Virtual Machine, which doesn't have any retention
okay.
period. So it's much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they get access all of this. And actually, we are investing a lot. So we are improving and trying to bring the manageability available for SQL VM up to the similar level of other services.
Okay.
So they will soon see many updates on that. And also they can go to Azure Security Center and configure Azure Threat Protection and Vulnerability Assessment for SQL VM as well. So there is many Azure services integrated and available for
so
them.
So if I wanted to have that threat protection, I needed to be in this full mode and not in the lightweight mode?
You need to be registered.
Okay.
Yeah, you just need to be registered.
Okay.
So this is what I need to say, and there is a lot of resources available to
mm-hmm.
learn more about SQL VM Resource Provider. We have a full list of questions and answers
okay.
in Azure Docs. But if I really recommend taking advantage of this new infrastructure and registering, both for compliance and also to get access to the rest of the Azure Data Platform. But if anybody has any question or any wants to tell us any feedback about these new announcements, please reach us from SQL Server VM at microsoft.com.
So, hey, that's very interesting. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for hosting me.
Sure, you're welcome. And if you like this video, please like and subscribe. And I hope to see you next time. Thanks for watching.